7 WIRX, everything that rocks.
Hunter's about busted a knee this weekend.
Nice.
You busted a move, you busted a knee.
So at the end of the fishing trip, my buddy Ben and I were sliding around on our shoes, and Kiki's like, hey. And I did like one sweet like baseball slide or something.
Yeah, your first one was great.
Yeah, this is awesome. So Kiki's like, do it again. I want to get it on video so we can post it. So of course, you know, I try to like make it all sweet looking the second time. And dude, just totally bust my ass. My knee, really.
The sound of your knee hitting the ice. Oh,
I told Brock I should have just laid there because I could have iced my knee. Yeah, it was like the Peter Griffin. Kiki's like, yeah, that second one wasn't that good.
No. Wasted the good one.
Why? I don't play baseball. You'd break a leg sliding into first.
Anyway, it's 8:15. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Good Monday morning to you. Today, we got some clouds, chance for some rain. It doesn't look too bad right now. High of 50. Tonight, low of 28, dropping down. Tomorrow, more rain possible, high of 48. Staying warmer up until the weekend, even all the way to Sunday. We're going to see upper 40s into the 50s.
Did you get that slight spring feeling yesterday?
A little bit.
You walked outside, and it was just warm enough to where you're like, I can kind of smell it. I can kind of feel it.
I hope we don't get like this a late like snowfall or anything like that. I hope we're turning the corner into it because I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready for some camping and some fishing that's not on ice.
Brock's already looking at camping sites.
Yes, already. I'm ready to go, man. Anyway, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's up?
There's a company called Shreddies that makes, quote, flatulence filtering underwear. You may have heard of these Shreddies before. Mm-hmm. They use a carbon lining to make other products too, like jeans and pajamas, and it absorbs the smell of your gas and keeps it from stinking up a room. I need to get these for you. But what happens if you want to wear some other underwear or pants, but you still want to keep your farts contained?
Dryer sheets.
This is
make
actually
them smell like, my house smells like laundry right
like
now.
Always.
Haven't done laundry in a week.
Dryer sheet farts. they released a product called the Carbanana. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a mix of the words carbon and banana. And it's very fitting because the Carbanana looks just like a banana. You slide it into your underwear between your butt cheeks, and then it eats the smell of any gas that you pass.
Man, you got some bad gas, man.
It is covered in washable fabric. You can buy one for $25 plus $7 for shipping at the Shreddies website. That's the product right there, Hunter.
Huh.
That looks just like a banana.
Looks like
like
a turd to me.
Really?
It's a problem.
I think you got to look more at your dietary.
Yeah, maybe cut out the milk
issues. Yeah,
cut out the milk first. See if that works.
Now, don't get me wrong. I love a good fart. They're fantastic. I woke Kiki up from a nap yesterday with a fart. I did. Mm-hmm. She looked at me like you bastard. But so I appreciate a good fart. But I don't. If you're at this level,
wouldn't dryer sheets work just as well?
I don't know. I don't think the dryer sheets will do enough.
Yeah,
maybe not. I don't know. They work for, you know, high school when we put it inside
the
toilet.
Paper towel roll. Yes.
Hey, man, you could smoke in the basement. Your parents won't even know.
Won't even know, man.
You just
my buddy,
paper towel rolls full of dryer sheets.
I remember on this school trip once. So
school.
This is great. So my buddy Ryan, who loved marijuana, I don't know if he still does or not. I know he did a little bit of time in prison, but he of course came on the trip with us, and the trip started finally when we got to the hotel, which, by the way, how our teacher made this work with a bunch of unruly, just horrible children, right? So we had our own hotel room, and Ryan thought it'd be a good idea to put his weed in the safe in the room. However, it got locked and we did not have the code for it. So we had to call down to the front desk at this hotel no-tell, right?
Hey, we left our weed in the safe.
So we called the guy down to the front desk, and this was late at night too. So the night guy, who you could tell did not want to do the job that he was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
He comes up there, and then of course me having to take point on this for some reason. I'm like, sorry, we locked some stuff in there. If you could not look in there after you open it. It's just personal stuff. You can tell the guy's like, I don't care. I've seen hookers murdered at this hotel. Just, I don't care. I don't care. He just was so upset to be there. Then we got the safe open. But yeah, then Ryan's brilliant idea was to take the toilet paper roll, stuff it with dryer sheets, and smoke in the room.
Then the janitor comes back.
God.
Or the guy.
But anyway, yeah, dryer sheets will work for that. I don't think they'll work for your farts.
No.
I don't think so. But if you do,
I'll wear some tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. You actually know, I'm getting you some of these. $32 for my piece of smell is worth it.
I already have like 8 of them in my pant leg from the dryer earlier. So,
hey, is that a banana in your shorts, or you just got really stinky farts?
I stink.
Stinky farts. I stink.